Grog, you needn't have the least apprehension. I give you my word that she'll receive you today.
Prince, I ask for no sound of security.
Where are your credentials from Papa?
I've got them up with letters in its usual place next to my heart.
Well, you'd better take it out and smooth it and have it ready to present. How do you do, ladies? Oh, I say, hang it all. I do believe they're making fun of me.
Your Highness can never be mistaken.
Oh, I don't care. Things of you little minds, no. Ladies, allow me to present Papa's envoy, Baron Grog. The Baron is to have the privilege of an audience with Her Highness this afternoon.
Great tidings! General Fritz is returning at the head of his royal troops. He will be officially received in an hour from now.
He has come back victorious, happy, and glorious. The Highness is uproarious.
Uproarious! Positively uproarious.
They're back, our boys are back.
Ladies, you're late, you're late. The Highness is waiting.
Now, ladies, pass the way, ladies. Please.
Thank you. You.
No, he don't annoy me exactly. It's the old story, a young lady in the case.
The young lady?
Yes, the old one. The one I was telling you about, you know.
What breakfast is I wonder what good really like it.
What? Very much. Well, maybe it tastes anything just now. But I wouldn't mind a little drop of something. If you're going to have some yourself.
Thank you. What
the devil you mean, sir?
You are a little gentleman.
Did you hear? Her Highness has ordered the crimson suite to be prepared for the man Fritz. The crimson suite.
I thought it would come to that.
I knew it. You don't understand. Not in the least. You shall. Observe that picture.
Oh, I can't bear it. I'm an impressionist, you know.
Never mind. Press your finger on that weather-beaten hero's left boot.
I dare say.
You only have to press it lightly.
I know. I've been had in that sort of way before. You go and press a spring and something flies out and hits you on the nose. I don't think it's a bit funny.
No, on my word of honor, it's nothing of that kind.
I shall be really angry if it turns out to be a practical joke.
Centuries have rolled since yonder panel last yawned.
200 years ago.
I have a kind of instinct that you're going to tell me a tale.
A terrible tale.
Oh, do. I will. You must understand that that corridor has two ends.
How extraordinary.
At one end is this room. At the other end is the Crimson Suite, where General Fritz is to be lodged.
Aha.
There are two secret panels. This one concealed by the portrait of a warrior, the other by the portrait of a lady. To open our panel, you press the warrior's left boot. To open the further one, you press the lady's left knee.
Her left knee?
Yes, a little fantasy of the painter's. The subject of this portrait was one Max, Baron Seydlitz von der Kaudingenstein. The subject of the other was the Grand Duchess Victorine, ancestress of our Grand Duchess.
Go on, your story
fascinates
me. And if these walls could speak,
Max, as he hoped for, he sat there. Women to kill him like a rat.
Women to kill him like a rat.
Oh!